South Sudan faces famine and disease if peace fails. Constitutional rights in Laos are being trampled, and we'll explore life changes, short-term missions, and a calling. It's coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. South Sudan faces the double scourge of famine and war. Over a million people have been displaced by the fighting. If the ceasefire doesn't hold, crops won't get planted, and the resulting food shortage could eclipse the Ethiopian famine of the 80s. It's hard for people to connect to that, so Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer brings the point home.
These are real people with real faces and real lives and real needs.
BGR went to some of the overlooked areas and asked people what they needed most.
They said if they could have one thing, what they really needed was clean drinking water. So we thought that was a priority for us, something that we could do.
Four wells are being drilled now. Some food aid is making its way in. Most importantly for the refugees, someone listened to them.
The message of hope. We're concerned about the physical being, but we're also concerned about the spiritual side in the long run of what happens to their lives.
Doors open for the bigger message of Christ. Get connected. We'll link you at our website. Next, Nigerian courts are handing a guilty verdict to 15 top officials for giving arms and information to the Islamic terrorist group Boko Haram. This report comes as Nigeria climbs to the top of Open Door's top 10 violence list. This list is based on the amount of persecution and faith-related killings between 2012 and 2014. Over 2,000 people were martyred in Nigeria, mostly at the hands of Boko Haram. You can share this on Facebook so more people can pray. This is Mission Network News. An Ebola outbreak in Sierra Leone is helping people talk about Jesus in Ghana. Reach Beyond President Wayne Peterson says one of their healthcare teams was supposed to hold clinics in Sierra Leone this month.
The Ebola outbreak is kind of a scary thing. It's killed a lot of people in West Africa, and it's 90% fatal.
At the last minute, Reach Beyond moved their mobile medical clinics to northern Ghana. This region is home to many Muslims and animists, people that usually don't respond to evangelism. But there's something about health care that sparks conversations about eternity.
By demonstrating care for people's temporal welfare, we find that they're much more open to hear the good news that God has a plan of salvation for them.
At missionnetworknews.org, you can see how you can reach beyond to share the gospel in Africa.
We call ourselves the voice and hands of Jesus.
Meanwhile, Lao constitutional rights are often disregarded for Christians. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, says late last month, three young girls were prevented from taking finals at school because of their belief in Christ. A few days later, in a nearby village, police raided a worship service and confiscated 53 Bibles. Advocates of religious freedom are working to address the situation. Pray for perseverance for our brothers and sisters in Laos. Pray that their faith would increase despite opposition. And how many people do you know are forever changed because they went on a mission trip? Well, many times it's a consequence of the trip, but for Moses Incorporated, this is the primary goal for their trips, including a trip to Ensenada, Mexico in July. Judy Vander Ark of Moses says,
the people that we take with us see the strong faith of many of the people in the little churches that we go to serve, and they see the extreme poverty, and yet they see the strength of their faith. And so they kind of gain a new worldview.
There's still room for people who want to go on the trip with Moses. What's required?
A willing heart and a willingness to respect our rules and our leadership. Having a commitment to Jesus Christ is, strangely enough, not a requirement to go on this trip. We welcome people that are seeking, searching in their faith to learn more about Christ as they go out and serve.
The link and more information on what you'll be doing can be found at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free devotional copy of Voiceless in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions, 100 true stories of God's servants who are working in the hard places. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.